There's no question that the upcoming presidential election is weighing heavily on the minds of many. That, collected with the very, very intense COVID-19 pandemic experience, racial uprisings, and a multitude of different dynamics that have taken place over the last number and several months to a year, has certainly focused a lot of people on the attention of the upcoming race, amongst other areas of government, its reach, how far, what, when, where, and how. I'd like to address this afternoon the approach that Chazal seem to take when it comes to how to deal with politics, how to deal with government, how to deal with elections, and of course, how to deal with voting. But let's start from the beginning. The first Golos, the first exile that Klal Yisrael found themselves in, Golos Bavel, the Navi Yirmiah, in Sefer Yirmiah, Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Bez, speaks to Klal Yisrael from Eretz Yisrael to the Bavel and says, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos Elokei Yisrael L'chol HaGola Yirmiah. HaNavi speaking to all the Jewish people in Golos Bavel. Asher Higleisim Yerushalayim Bavel that have been exiled from Jerusalem to Bavel. What should you do and how should you act in the Golos? We've just been exiled. What do we do? How do the Jewish people succeed in the Golos? Bnu Batim, build homes. Vishavu v'nitu ganos v'chles pir, you should create and build orchards, and you should eat the fruit of the orchards. Chunashim v'lidu banimu banos k'chul b'nechem, marry and have children and live normal lives. Ruvu sham v'al timatu, and succeed there and don't decrease and don't diminish anything. And listen to the last pasuk. V'dirshu es shalom ha'ir, you should look and seek and search for the goodness of the nation, of the land, that the city that you are settled in, asher higleisi eschem shama, that I have exiled you to. V'hispalalu ba'ad al Hashem, and davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the host country that you are in, Bavel, in this circumstance, should be successful and should be very, very powerful and do well. Ki b'shloma yeh lachem shalom, because if the host country is successful, if in the Golos, the kingdom, the monarchy, the democracy that you live in is successful, you too will have peace. Thus the Navi Yirmiah tells Klal Yisrael to look out and to daven, to pray for the welfare of the country that you are part of, for the host country. And this is the first time that we hear the importance of the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, successfully transitioning and living amongst those who are not their own. And there's no question that piggybacking upon the several hundred years later, in the time of the Roman era, Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim, Rabbi Chanina, who is the second in charge to the Kohanim in the time of the Roman Empire, in the Roman reign, during the Beis HaMikdash period, Omer Havei Mispalel Bishloma Shel Malchus. What did he say? You should daven for the success of the Malchus, the Roman Empire. Shil Molei Morav, it's not for the fear that government puts into the people, the success, the power of government. Ish esre'eyu chayim blo'o, people would eat each other alive, and there would be complete tyranny and complete rundown and a very dysfunctional country that we live in. And thus, Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim says, pray for the welfare of the country that you are a part of. The Gemara Memseches Avodah Zarah, Davdal Amalav, commenting on the comment of Rechanina Skan HaKohanim, says that in the sea there are large fish which attack and eat the small fish. And were not for the fact that there would be a government, the same thing would happen amongst people. The larger, stronger, bigger, richer would attack and gobble up the smaller. And thus the success of government is the ability to keep peace, to keep calm, to keep serenity, to build and to help and to secure and to make sure that there's a functioning society where people are able to work together successfully. But the Rishonim on this Mishnah, particularly Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Meiri, note a very critical point that is gleaned from this Mishnah, and that is that Klal Yisrael and the Jewish people in the Golos, we can't live in a ghetto and just forget about society around us. We can't simply live amongst ourselves and forget about everything that takes place and sort of divide and divorce ourselves from everything that happens in our host country. Adirabba, says Rabbeinu Yonah, we have to look out for the welfare of the country that we're a part of. We have to be part and parcel, and we have to make sure that we can give back in return and be able to successfully be part of the country. Of course, at the same thing, bim avdil eschem min amim. We have to be separate, but at the same time, we need to be able to build, to successfully be able to help, and to look at it historically. Of course, that has always occurred. Klal Yisrael has been able to give much to the host country that where they have lived throughout our 1,000-year galus since we've left Bavel, since the times of the Churban Bayis Rishon and the Churban Bayis Sheni. Listen to how the Ruach Chaim, Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, the great Talmud, outstanding disciple of Vilna Gaon, commenting on this Mishnah. Ruach Chaim says this is the pshat in the Mishnah in Avos. Hatana HaKadosh, referring to Rabbi Chanina Skano Karim, Asher Hayachai Beis Churban Meis Mikdashen, who lived during the time of the destruction of the Second Temple, Alidei HaRomayim. Vasher Rabbas Tzirarun, he saw terrible disasters. Gam Az Hisromi Matani, even then, during terrible, terrible, difficult times under the Roman dictatorship. Lidrosh La'amo, he was still concerned to care about the Romans. Lihispalil B'shalom Shal Malchus HaRamayim, to daven for the welfare and the success of the Roman Empire. Anybody who is at any level of scholarship in rabbinic literature is aware, knows that we need to listen to government, and we have to work with government, and we have to be able to listen to their rules. Dina de malchusa, dina choshen mishpat, shemin shin samich tes, with the law of the land is the law, and we have to be part of that. The Af Kibioseinu Todos Lashem Shlevim Takasam Mshala Yoram Hoda, even the Rab Chaim of Lashem, living in the late 1700s, the early 1800s, understands that things were relatively calm and peaceful and the Jewish people were doing okay. Nonetheless, says Rav Chaim Mivolozhin, V'choser aleinu b'yaser sei spetzel knofea mikol shekein asher aleinu b'chol lev v'nefesh. Lidrosh shloma v'tovasa b'yisron hechshav v'das. We have to be extraordinarily conscious of the goodness and kindness that we are recipients of, and therefore certainly, certainly kol shekein. We have to look out for the welfare of the country that we are living in. He's referring to Europe when he was living in the 1700s. And listen to Rav Chaim Mivolozhin says, Zeo kvi pshuto shel ha-Mishnah. This is the pashut, pshat, the simple reading of the Mishnah, that we need to look out, to care, to build up, and to make sure that we feel that our government is looking out for us and we are looking out for it. The Tiferes Yisrael B'Yisrael Lipschitz, in his classical commentary, Tiferes Yisrael, this Mishnah says, here, this Mishnah is the source that many shuls have the custom to daven and to say, Yehi Ratzon or Mishaberach, for the country that they live in. Because we have to be mispalel bishlom halmalchus. We have to look out for the country that we are part of. Therefore, the overall picture that you get is twofold. From the Navi Yirmiyah, from Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim, number one, we have to daven, to look out and to care for the host country that we are part of. And as Moshe Feinstein famously said, we'll see shortly, we live in this country in America, Malchus Shel Chesed, a kingdom of goodness and kindness who gives us the freedom to practice our religion and to do what we want indoors and outdoors. And thus we have to recognize that understanding that we want the government to succeed and to do well, Mispalel B'Shlom Shel Malchus. And number two, as Rabbi Chaim Mivolozhin hints to, Dina de Malchusa, Dina, making sure that we are following the law of the land and making sure that we are active participants in the democratic process. Of course, paying taxes, being law-abiding citizens, and doing everything that we are supposed to do because that's part of our responsibility. How does this play itself out in terms of voting? And where does our role fall and responsibility lie in terms of voting? Be hard-pressed to find the mitzvah saseh, a mitzvah derabanan, to actually require one to vote. The closest that you'll find is a Ramah in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Kuf Samech Gimel, who writes, Yesh lahoshiv kol balibatim, all the balibatim, all those who live in a particular constituency or town, they should be established to set up vikablu aleihem. They should accept upon themselves shekol echad yomar daito l'shem shemayim. If there's any circumstance, says the Rama, where there's not a unanimous vote about a certain issue that exists in the particular city, there should be a vote. Says the Rama l'shem shemayim, quoting Marami Rutenberg, v'yelchu achar harov, and they should follow the majority. Majority rules. Thus, whatever the majority rules and votes on, that's what's going to happen. And here's the closest you'll find in halacha that there's an absolute requirement to vote. It's not a chiyuv, but in terms of circumstances when that exists, there should be a vote, and you should cast your ballot and cast your vote. Certainly in halachic literature, we find multiple times to hire a rav, or in circumstances where there's shul issues that come up in the Beis Medrash, you have the Zayin Tovi Ha'ir, which is essentially a board of directors that creates a body that votes on particular things, and we always follow the rov. But when it comes to voting for a politician, that there's no absolute halacha, certainly not in Shulchan Aruch. But allow me to refer you to a fascinating letter of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which has become quite celebrated, a letter that he wrote October 3rd, 1984, in response to a strong plea amongst the Jewish community to push votes in 1984, that the Jewish community should register to vote. And Rav Moshe responded by writing a very powerful letter to the Jewish community, telling every single Jew to go to the ballots and to vote. Not for who, but to vote. Listen to Rav Moshe. On reaching the shores of the United States, Jews found a safe haven. The rights guaranteed by the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights have allowed us the freedom to practice our religion without interference and to live in this republic in safety. A fundamental principle of Judaism is Hakaras HaTov, recognizing benefits afforded us and giving expression to our appreciation. Therefore, it is incumbent upon each Jewish citizen to participate in the democratic system which guards the freedom we enjoy. The most fundamental responsibility incumbent on each individual is to register and to vote. Therefore, concludes Rav Moshe, October 3rd, 1984, I urge all members of the Jewish community to fulfill their obligations by registering as soon as possible and by voting. By this, we can express our appreciation and contribute to the continued security of our community. Rav Moshe's position on voting is unequivocal, but not from a halachic turn, but rather from Hakaras HaTov. It's part of our responsibility as Jews to recognize the goodness and the kindness that we are recipients of, that we're part of the country. We recognize the goodness that we are recipients of, and therefore part of what we need to do in return is to be part of the democratic system and part of the democratic process, and indeed to register and to vote. Thus, the reasoning that Rav Moshe understands and pens for why one should go to register is because of Hakaras HaTov, recognizing and understanding the goodness that we are recipients of. In 2006, on a very similar Kol Korib, Shmuel Kamenetsky of the Philadelphia Yeshiva also wrote and encouraged those in the Pennsylvania community also to register to vote. And he writes in Lashon HaKodesh very similarly, Kfar Pasku Gdol Eador, probably referring to Rav Moshe in 1984. Everybody should register and vote in this country of goodness, of kindness, the Malchus Shel Chesed, the kingdom of kindness, which has been so good to the Jewish people. The land of the United States of America. Recognizing the good that we have benefited from. That's from the fundamentals of our religion. And we have to show our thanks by registering and being part of the upcoming votes, as I said in 2006. What does it make a difference? I'm one person. Every person counts. Register and vote. That's important, and that's something that we should do to be part of the country, part of our institution called government. Interestingly enough, one of Rav Moshe Feinstein's most outstanding disciples, Shlomo Miller of Toronto, wrote similarly, and he says as follows. In countries where voting is compulsory and often enforced, as most of Latin America, Australia, and Greece, voting would be a halachic obligation based upon dina de malchusa, the law of the land is law, or the obligation to comply with the law of the land. In Canada, however, he writes, to vote is a right and not obligatory. Section 3 of the Charter of the Rights and Freedoms. However, a successful and truthful democracy is essential for peace, and therefore it is advisable and recommended to exercise our right to vote, also to be part and parcel and to join in this process called democracy, which we are blessed to be living in this country. 40 years ago, Mar Cheshvan, 1966, the Stipler Gaon in Eretz Yisrael answered a question of whether somebody who was sitting Shiva and Avelos could leave their home to go and vote. And I quote his student, Rabbi Horowitz, in Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu Chelek Dalet, Amud Kuf Mem Aleph, Yom HaBechiros, Sha'alti as Mori V'Rabbi Shlit Zeicha Tzarev Kosher Rocha. I asked the late sage, the great, the outstanding Gaon B'Yisrael, the Stipler, Im Avelim Mutalem Lotzeis Latzbiya, can an Avel leave his home to go and vote? For a good and important extenuating circumstance, an avil is permitted to leave his home, and this is included. Shouldn't be so obvious, so find a different way to go. But clearly you see the approach of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shmuel Chemenetsky, Bada L'chaim, Rav Shlomo Miller, Le Stiper, Zichrona Levracha, the Navi Yishai, Rav Chanina, Skana Kohanim, that Klal Yisrael is part of the country, part of the land, part of the host country that we're part of, Dina D'machus Adina, Mispalu B'Shlomo Shel Malchus. And let me conclude with a powerful story which speaks to this point. The great venerable sage, the Chafetz Chaim, was visited by an official from the government. Chafetz Chaim, the great sage who lived in Rad and the author of the Mishnah Brura. And the individual came to visit the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim was learning at his table, deep in thought and deep in study. And the official from government who was visiting with the Chafetz Chaim noticed on an adjacent table he had 10 stamps. And each stamp had a perfect rip in the middle of the face of the Tsar, and the Russian official was flabbergasted and couldn't believe what his eyes saw. How can it be that this great sage, Gadol B'Yisrael Chafetz Chaim, had a mark, a split, a cut, a rip in the stamp? And he turned his face to the Chafetz Chaim and said, explain this to me. Chafetz Chaim very calmly responded, sir, I had to mail 10 letters to different people in an adjacent city. It turned out there was somebody from Radin who was traveling there and would be able to pass the letters and get them directly to the addresses in quick time. And he was happy to do that service for me. Therefore, I didn't require stamps to be placed on each, and I kept the stamps and I ripped them, because I didn't want it to be that the government should lose money because I found somebody to take these letters and bring them somewhere else. Astonished, the Russian official, the guard, looked at the Chafetz Chaim and commented, if this is how the Jewish people act, surely our country is blessed. Halavai, halavai, that each and every single one of us will be able to make such a Kiddush Hashem. Our role and our job in living in the wonderful country that we're zocha to be part of is that we too should exercise our abilities and to be able to be part of a country that's so good to us, vote, and to understand that we can give back in very, very significant ways, as Jews historically always have been. Of course, we can act with the hashtadlanus. We can exercise our rights to positions and to various different needs that exist. Certainly, that's within our wherewithal. And we have the right to speak up and to speak strong and to respectfully share our opinions when we don't feel that we are being treated properly and appropriately and correctly. But at the same time, it's incumbent upon us to recognize, as Rav Moshe did, the Malchus Shel Chesed that we are part of, and to recognize the function of government, the importance of government, to support our country, to support our political leaders, and to be able, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, ultimately, to be Zoche, to return to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, B'mheirav Yameinu, wishing you a wonderful and terrific Shabbos.